You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. Halloween is coming and the amount of waste that can come with it is truly frightening. St Mary's National School in Stranorlar have taken on a great initiative that can inspire us all to be a little more a Hallowgreen. The Parents Association have successfully ran their Halloween swap shop last Friday. I caught up with Miss Gallen and the Student Council to find out a bit more about it.
So it was our Parents Association idea. They're a very hard-working and committed Parents Association, and we're very grateful to have them here in the school. They organised a very successful Christmas jumper swap shop last year, and then they came up with this idea of doing a Halloween costume swap. So they mentioned the idea to our principal, Mr. Owen Rorty, and he gave it his full support. We're always encouraging recycling and sustainability. In fact, we have our 10th green flag, so we wanted to continue on with that good work. And then Miss Angela Gallina retired from her teaching staff just last week, in fact. And Angela worked with us for 40 years here in the school. And Angela worked tirelessly with our students and staff to help us obtain all 10 green flags. So we wanted to continue that good work, and we wanted to honour her as well. So it's very much a team effort with the Parents Association, the principal, the staff, the students, in particular the Student Council, and parents all involved.
The best thing about this idea is the savings. Costumes can be very expensive, especially if you have a few children. Miss Gallen told us about how this inspired the initiative.
I suppose it's very much about supporting the school and families in the school. A lot of the time families are being asked for money for this, that and the other, and sometimes there just isn't any spare cash available to be purchasing Halloween costumes. So as a school community, we wanted to practice what we preach, and we wanted to encourage the recycling of the costumes. We even have members of staff here who have children who are growing up now, and they are also going to bring in the costumes for when their children were younger. So yeah, I think we all have costumes lying about the house that, you know, we could bring in, and it's a great idea that there's no money involved and that we can just swap for next to new costume, really. So it's a win-win situation for all.
Grab your friends, your classmates, your neighbours, your cousins, and let's give our old costumes a new life. Here's what the Student Council in St Mary's want to dress up as this year.
A Michael Myers hot dog, an alien costume, a Demogorgon.
Well, there's this little merch. I kind of want to be little.
A witch.
Toad from Mario.
Batman.
Yeah.
A witch.
Creeper.
A football player.
Anyways.
Cupid.
Soccer player.
A pumpkin.
A Wednesday.
A witch.
Armani from Harry Potter.
Flash. Wednesday.
They then told me what their favourite thing to do is on Halloween.
Trick-or-treating.
Spending time with family.
Trick-or-treating.
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 Play the Halloween games.
Trying to eat the apple blindfolded.
Trick-or-treating.
Play a tita.
Dress up.
And popping the apples.
Playing tricks on everybody.
And what tricks do you play on people?
I am really ringing on the doorbell, and then I pretend to hide and I jump out and say boo.
Trick-or-treat.
You know those sparkler things? I like playing with those.
Probably going out trick-or-treating.
I like dressing up.
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
Go trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
When my friends come out to my nana's house.
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
The trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating.
Getting the treats.
Trick-or-treat.
Going to my cousin's house.
Trick-or-treating.
Well, Ballet Buffet and Stranorlar, you best be prepared for all those trick-or-treaters. They give us a hint, though. Here's what their favourite treat is.
I'd say, like, the Halloween lollipops.
Chris.
Chocolate.
Any chocolate, I guess.
Chocolate. Crisps.
Toxic waste.
A hot dog.
Halloween lollipops.
A Mars bar or a Snickers.
Skittles.
Chris.
Marshmallows.
Chris.
Blackjacks.
A big thanks to the Student Council there. They were absolutely fabulous. I had a great time visiting their school and talking to them. And I think the first treat might actually be a big, giant homework pass which is hidden behind teacher's desk. There are other ways to be sustainable this Halloween. An idea is to keep and reuse your trick-or-treat bags. The same goes for your decorations. Or you can actually craft some decorations. So find recyclable materials and upcycle them to make your very own. Another really good idea, which a lot of us will do anyway, is to carve a real pumpkin instead of buying plastic decoration ones. You can use the flesh for pumpkin pie, you can toast the seeds for a snack, and then just pop your pumpkin into the compost when you're all done. The point is, Being mindful of your waste and your budget doesn't mean that your Halloween has to be lesser. A big thanks to Miss Gallen and the Student Council for their big welcome and their help with this episode, to Anya and Kevin for working on the socials and productions behind the scenes. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.